I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.
You're listening to Utah's Morning News with Tim Hughes and Amanda Dixon on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
KSL News time is 6:30. It's 27 degrees.
Couple of fender benders in Utah County. I'm Heather Kelly.
KSL's top story this hour. The Federal General Services Administration has approved money for the transition to begin to President-elect Joe Biden. But President Trump is still not conceding. ABC's Elizabeth Schulze has more from Washington.
President-elect Biden now moving forward, introducing six cabinet nominees, many of them making history. Janet Yellen, if confirmed, will be the first woman to serve as Treasury Secretary, and Alejandro Mayorkas would become the first Latino and first immigrant to lead the Department of Homeland Security. Still, President Trump's lawyers insist the fight for the White House will go on.
The point of this, of course, is to get to fair and accurate results because the election was stolen and President Trump won by a landslide.
Here's another sign that things are sinking in at the White House. Trump's Chief of Staff, Mark Meadows, issued a new memo saying the administration will ensure a smooth transfer of power.
Meanwhile, Utah Senator Mike Lee is defending the president's legal efforts to overturn the results in several battleground states. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards joins us live with the story. Mary?
Amanda, Senator Lee says it's hard to take seriously those who are expressing outrage over what President Trump is trying to do because they might have done things to delegitimize him and prevent his reelection. He says Hillary Clinton told Joe Biden to not concede the election under any circumstances, yet President Trump is being condemned for trying to look at all legal remedies he has. Senator Lee says the questions just must not be allowed to remain unanswered. Live, Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
Americans are getting mixed messages right now on COVID-19 testing as demand soars to an all-time high. ABC's Victor Akendo has more from Miami.
As COVID infections surge around the country, so does the demand for testing. Quest Diagnostics, one of the biggest private labs in the U.S., says the demand for COVID tests is so great, testing should be reserved for symptomatic and exposed patients. Although recommendations by public health professionals say testing asymptomatic carriers is key to controlling the virus.
The nation's capital is tightening its public restrictions. Mayor Muriel Bowser says the District of Columbia will remain in phase two of its reopening plan, but she announced a number of adjustments. Starting tomorrow, outdoor gatherings will be limited to 25 people and indoor gatherings will be limited to 10 people. Restaurants can continue to stay open until midnight, but must suspend alcohol sales at 10 p.m. One healthcare official is trying a different way to house COVID-19 patients, which could eliminate a lot of the isolation that comes with quarantine. KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson reports it allows patients to stay away from the general public while having more interaction with other patients.
As the founder of Covington Assisted Living Centers, Mindy Hill has seen what isolation does to seniors in her facilities. So she converted one building of the Covington Village in Orem to house patients with COVID-19, and this way they can have more interaction with the other patients. So far, they've only accepted patients from their sister facilities, but they can open up more rooms to the general public.
Hill understands how it feels to get COVID-19. She had a fever of 102 for roughly 12 days. Salt Lake City police are investigating after a middle school Zoom session was hit by a graphic and disturbing hack. KSL News Radio's John Wojcik joins us live with the story. John?
Yeah, Amanda, police in Salt Lake say students from Clayton Middle School were subjected to pornographic images and vulgar language when someone hacked into their language arts history class last month. Students joined the class by using a link provided to them, although one of the attendees, an unknown individual, changed their background screen to an inappropriate image and started yelling derogatory phrases. Cops have since traced the IP address to California, although no arrests have been made at this time. The district says teachers have since heightened security in their Zoom classrooms by providing a unique link to their meetings rather than reusing their personal meeting room links. Live, John Wojcik, KSL News Radio.
Here's the weather with Brett Benson. The sky's clear today after yesterday's storm, but the cooler temperatures stick around with highs only in the lower 40s for the Wasatch Front.
We have another storm system rolling in later on this week, and that's going to be moving in, looks like, right around the midnight time frame, very early Thanksgiving morning. So Thanksgiving, looks like you could have some showers in the morning, also some cooler temperatures. Looks like it'll stay in the low 40s for your Thanksgiving holiday as well, with warmer weather after that.
Brett says tomorrow is a bit odd with temperatures rising to the upper 40s. We warm up a little for the weekend and first part of next week.
A gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope in Darkness on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.